Hi, and welcome back to the Knitting Mamas podcast. I'm super excited about today's episode because we are going to talk to my good friend Denise Williams, who is an expert in the use of essential oils for all kinds of amazing things, from stress relief all the way to better sleep, focus, and so much more. I'm so glad to be able to welcome her to the Knitting Mamas podcast this week, and I do really hope that you guys enjoy this episode. So let's get started. Hey there, Mama. Welcome to the Knitting Mamas podcast. If you're a mom who's tired of feeling exhausted and longing for some well-deserved self-care and rest, you are in the right place. I know that finding time for yourself as a busy mom can feel like an impossible puzzle. But guess what? You don't have to compromise anymore. Hi, I'm your host, Nadine Medina. And just like you, I am a mom, wife, and also a happy knitter. Over my 15 years of motherhood, I have been on a journey to discover how to truly recharge without the guilt and the never-ending quest for perfection. The secret? It's all about progress, not perfection. By focusing on simple routines, natural wellness solutions, and the cozy art of knitting, I found the path to feeling whole and content. And on this podcast, I am sharing it all with you so you can do the same. Are you ready to find simple solutions to set yourself free from mom guilt, to take more time for yourself to truly rest, and to use your knitting skills for a mindful routine that creates space in your life so you can breathe easier? Let's take a deep breath, grab those knitting needles, and say goodbye to mom stress. Together, we'll create a supportive community that encourages you to prioritize self-care while juggling all your responsibilities. Sound good? Let's do this. All right, guys, welcome back to the Knitting Mamas podcast. And today I'm super excited to welcome my friend Denise Williams to the podcast. Hi, Denise.
Hello.
And Denise and I are going to talk about essential oils today, which is one of the topics that is really near and dear to my heart because I've been using them for how long? 10 years? It's been that long. I can't believe it. And Denise is actually going to give us some insights and some helpful tips as to how to use the oils and what makes them so special. So welcome to the podcast, Denise.
Thank you. Super glad to be here today.
Excited to chat about this for sure. So my first question for you is, what inspired you to start using essential oils when you first, actually, when did you start using them? Let's start there. And how did you get into them? And also, how have they actually impacted your personal wellness journey?
Well, I'm a little bit behind you, so I've been using them for about 9 years now. And at first, I would say I was just intrigued by the diffusing and like having your house smell nice. You know, I had in the past burned candles, but kind of then learned that they weren't so good. The fragrance in them wasn't so good. So I would say probably led more by the smell, you know, having a spa type smell in your house before I really, really truly understood that candles aren't the greatest. And then it kind of just snowballed from there. The more you know, you do better when you know, and just started there, started easy, started diffusing. But then as time went on and the more I learned that the oils could be used for so much more in your wellness journey. And so I went from there learning, you know, it's been a 9-year journey.
Yeah.
And I realized that a lot of the things that in my life that I was using weren't the healthiest, and I would find ways to slowly integrate using oils into my life and then kind of cutting out and that bad stuff that wasn't as good for me. And so I think, honestly, it's taught me to learn to be like a label reader, learn what is in the things that I use, whether it's household, personal care, you know, candles like we talked about. And so, but just ultimately, I love the spa, smelling like a spa idea. And
yes,
since then, I've realized you can give your house so many other cool smells too, whether it's, you know, wake me up or calm me down.
And yeah. I love that you mentioned that you got into it just for the good smelling aspect of it, because I feel like a lot of people think about that without knowing how much more there is to these oils, right? But what I find so awesome about them when it comes to just the scent is, you know, with the candle, you're kind of like stuck. It's like, okay, this candle smells like that. And and then that's it. And you got that scent and that's all you got, right? But with the oils, you can mix and match and make your own little
candle inspired scent, right. if you will, yes. right?
Yes. I and think there, there awesome. Is a little bit of a learning curve, I think, to getting off of those fragrance, those synthetic fragrance smells. And, yeah. you know, you can create similar smells as long as you're open-minded to the more natural smell, which I think smells great. I love it now over yeah. the other synthetic fragrance smells. But, you know, I know sometimes that's a little bit of a roadblock, but I think once people get over that, they just love the flexibility of being able to create different. I mean, I'm constantly looking for different recipes that I haven't tried before, and it's endless.
I love that. No, I really do love that. And I remember seeing like so many diffuser blends that are themed even for spring, for fall, yes. for holidays or whatever else, because we kind of use different smell combinations for different seasons too. And they just kind of remind us of it, which that's a whole other topic, right? About how the scent of things can bring us back to certain memories or, you know, make yes. us feel all warm and fuzzy and nostalgic and all those things, which yes. I think is so it's so fascinating to me.
It is. It really is.
But I'd love that you said that the oils basically became this gateway to just a better approach to your wellness in general, if yes. I understood that correctly.
Yeah. Yes. Just the way I look at everything now is this the best version of what I'm using in my mm-hmm. life, whether it's a cleaning product, a personal care product, you know, I'm not yeah. perfect, and I'm sure there's stuff that I could still cut out, but I feel like I have made so many changes in my life, and it started with learning that candle swap and then going yeah. from there. What else can I swap out? What else can I use my oils for in place of things that are not as healthy? So
love that. I love that.
Yeah.
So given that you've done this for 9 years now, what would you say is the easiest way for any beginner, for someone who's like, okay, I love the idea. I heard that they smell great, but how do I actually get started? And how would I actually go about incorporating these things into my life? I remember thinking, they all are drops. They look the same.
Yeah.
How can I do so many things with them? So what would you say to somebody who's just going to get started?
I would say, I mean, I think because it was my journey, is just to start with diffusing. I feel like it's the easiest thing. And we all like our houses to smell well. And I would start with basics, like smells mm-hmm. that you're familiar with, like peppermint, like most everybody knows about lavender. And then maybe some of the citrus scents, things that are a good transition. I feel like some of them you grow to love because they're just different smells you've not smelled before. But start with that diffusing. And I would think to myself, if I was a new person, what in my life do I maybe need help with? Do I need help relaxing in the evening or do I need help waking up in the morning? And I would go from there. So say you decide, you know, I have a hard time winding down at night. I would just pick that time of day to start diffusing, you know, research some basics like lavender, frankincense, those relaxing oils, and just make a goal to diffuse every night. Like when you go to brush your teeth, set up your diffuser, you know, put in a few drops of just even a single oil for starters.
Yeah.
And make that your habit every night as part of your bedtime routine. And I feel like that's the easiest way without thinking about any other way to use oils. Just start with that until it becomes
and
habit.
Then the rest will kind of come and fall yeah. into place.
Yes.
Yeah.
And then I
like that, you know, I'm all about simplicity and keeping things super easy so that you actually do them. Because right. I feel like if you make it too complicated from the get-go, it's like kind of a recipe for disaster because it's
overwhelming.
Like, okay, exactly.
Yeah.
And we're all about doing everything but being overwhelmed here, right?
Right.
So I love that tip so much. And you said, so let's recap real quick. You said lavender, peppermint, those are, so because lavender will what, wind you down, right?
Yes, and lavender will wind you yeah. down. I would use peppermint more in the morning because it's mm-hmm. more lively and energetic. You could use frankincense along with cedarwood, I feel like are all basics for nighttime. And mm-hmm. I would just keep doing that one time that you added in until it felt like, oh, this is just what I do when I get ready for bed. Then once you feel like that is something you don't even think about anymore, then add it, you know,
good.
If it's that overwhelming for you, yeah. then you would add in maybe doing the morning, like what kind of scents do I want to wake up to? So that when I come down into the kitchen in the morning, I get my diffuser going while I'm making my coffee and I'll add in citruses, like,
mm-hmm.
There's a few citrus blends, but you could do lemon and peppermint or orange and peppermint and then get your day started with that. And it's, I think we're going to come to talk about how that's going to help us in a little bit. I think one of your questions was about getting going in the morning, but then add in another time that you can diffuse. And then once you feel like, okay, I'm, you know, diffusing is just what I do, then you could think about using it in another way, which I'll talk about in a little bit.
No, and I do love that. And I personally really enjoy the citrus oils in the morning. My go-to right now is bergamot and peppermint. But I also like to mix the bergamot with the lavender because it just gives me these feelings of being in the south of France, and that's all my jam. So, you know, you can mix and match them in so many different ways. But I want to quickly touch on something more technical.
Okay.
Which, because I know that there's three main ways of using essential oils, and I find that some people get a little overwhelmed or confused about how to use them. You mentioned diffusing as the first one because it's not very hard to do, and everyone can do it if you have a diffuser, some water, and an oil. So I think that's a really great way. But there's other ways to use them as well. Would you mind touching on those just briefly for us?
Not at all. So you already mentioned what I talked about, which was aromatically in a diffuser. There's other ways you can also use them aromatically. If you don't have a diffuser, you can put on a little cotton ball and stick it in your air vents in your car, or, you know, anything. Sometimes when I'm don't have anything in my car to drop it on, I might just kind of, this is terrible probably, but I'll take a wipe on my hands and put it in the fabric in the ceiling so that it just smells.
Oh no, I love that. That's so great.
You got to be careful you don't oil up your ceiling too much, but you know, you can do that aromatically, or you can even drop it in a Kleenex. I've known people to do that, like if they have a little bit of congestion, and just like smell certain oils to help open up the passageway. So anyway, aromatically is the one we talked about already. And then I would move on next to topically. And that is when you use the oil, say you do like a roller. So I can talk about later how to create a roller. But if you create a blend of oils, you could even just put a single oil on here, then you can just use it on your different pulse points. And that is nice for being able to smell it, but it also goes into your blood system, and the properties of the oils will then help your body to relax, and whatever that oil is good for, your body will take what it needs from it. You can put it back
That is fantastic. And that's just really convenient too, because they're already pre-mixed in the rollers, so you don't really have to mess with mixing them on the spot as you need them. So you can just go ahead and toss that thing in your purse or put it by your bedside, wherever you're planning on using that. Okay.
And there's so many, and that starts to like kind of open up the pathways to different uses, like not only for the smell, but maybe you make a blend in a roller for some muscle tension or some mood support. And that's where you kind of start, your learning starts to blossom a little into other areas of how they can help you. And so the last,
because I feel like there's endless ways too.
Oh yes.
So, and you're touching on just a few in the whole sphere of not overwhelming anybody, but let's just say there's probably an oil for pretty much everything out there, which I find amazing.
Even 9 years later, I feel like I'm learning new uses, and you get a little bit more, I don't want to say brave. Like at first you're using them for the basics that I just talked about, but you can find so many other ways to use them and I'm still learning 9 years in. The third way, you mentioned three ways, but the third way is internally. And there's a little bit sometimes of like controversy around this, I feel like, but as long as you have super high quality oils and you know, and to have done your research as to which ones can be used internally, you can do that at your own pace. And like I mentioned, with a lot of research, but the oils I use, Young Living, are super top-notch, high quality, and there are certain oils, for example, lemon, that you could add one drop to your water, freshen up your water. You get that essence of lemon without the acidity of the lemon. I know some people will do it under their tongue if it's maybe one to support digestive systems and things like that. And so that's the third way. You just have to do it. Oils are highly concentrated, so you just have to be careful with that and do your research on that. But that is the third way.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. That's definitely something that you need to be concerned with, is the safety, right, when it comes to using them. Just because they're natural does not necessarily mean that they're all free of all the risks possible. But there are tons of resources out there, as far as I know, where you can really learn and get into them. And as you said, if you have a good quality oil, then you can definitely go ahead and test those things out. I think
yes.
That's so great. That's so great. But I do love that you recommend starting with diffusing, because it's a really super easy entry point to this amazing world of supporting oils. I love it.
Yes. Yes.
Diffusing
right now.
Yeah. Oh, you are right. Look at that.
Yeah.
I'm not.
Sorry, if you're not watching the video,
I have a diffuser, but I'm not diffusing. So I have one more question for you right now that specifically relates to the stressed and busy mamas that are listening to this podcast every week. And that is, if you have a favorite quick recipe or blend specifically for stress, for busy moms who also don't have a lot of time, but just want to, you know, start using these oils and want to get into them and get a benefit pretty much immediately, what would you say?
Yes. So I have a Keep Calm roller that I like to make, and it does have several oils in it, mm-hmm. but just know that keeping it simple is also good. You could use one of the oils that I'm about to tell you about in this blend, and it would still be good and beneficial. But the more you learn about oils, the more more fun it becomes to try to make a blend, a different smell, a different way to help yourself relax. And so my Keep Calm roller has it's a blend in it called Peace and Calming. So that's made up of several oils, citrus, patchouli, and orange, and things like that. Mm-hmm. And then it also has, do you want me to tell you specifics, or are you going to post the recipe? Like how many drops and all that? Do you want me to tell you that now?
Just give me the oils that are,
okay.
that are in the blend, and I
yes.
can put the recipe inside of the show notes
okay.
of the podcast episode. And that way, if somebody wants to make them, you can just go ahead and look in there, and there's
sounds
the specific amounts. Yep.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. On top of Peace and Calming, I would also add lavender and tangerine to a roller bottle, and you can buy 10 milliliter empty roller bottles from Amazon. And then lastly, this is optional, you could add patchouli or vetiver to that. I prefer vetiver, and the more you start using oils, the more you see what you have, what you lean towards and what you don't like as much. And I'm more of a vetiver girl than a patchouli girl. So I would just go real light on that, and you'll see that in the recipe. And then you're going to top your roller off with a carrier oil, which is a thicker oil that will kind of blend all the oils together and help your oils go, since they are super concentrated, will help them last longer. So you'll just top your roller bottle off with a carrier oil, such as coconut oil or...
I was just going to ask what your
yeah.
favorite was.
You know, I don't even know
yep.
if I have I feel like I jump around. I like coconut. Mm-hmm. I like sweet almond. Sometimes it's kind of whatever I can get my hands on or whatever's the least expensive when I go to buy
yeah.
one.
Yeah.
So that'll be listed there when you list that in the show notes.
Mm-hmm.
I've given some examples.
Great, great. I love it. And I can literally smell it as you describe
mm-hmm.
it. Like, it sounds
yes.
amazing. I might actually go ahead and make that right after this.
Yes.
Sounds so good. Sounds so good. And so we kind of touched a little bit about the morning and how you would lean towards diffusing more of the like wake up oils, if you will,
mm-hmm.
peppermint, lemon, we said citrus oils. Do you have any other ways that you would say integrating essential oils into like a morning routine is a good idea? Do you have any examples of that you personally use or that you've seen others use?
Yes. Well, as I mentioned, in the morning when I get going and I come down to make my coffee, I do start my diffuser. And then I usually move on to some like reading, journaling time.
Mm-hmm.
So I'll fill another diffuser in my office. And then I also use some oils topically. I'll just maybe pour a drop in my hand, rub my hands together and kind of cut my hands over my nose, take a few slow breaths to kind of get it up into my olfactory system and then into your blood system, which is just very calming. It's just a nice way to start out the day with slow breathing and to think about how you want your day to go. So I will work that into my morning routine. And on a little side note, diffusing mm-hmm. like in the kitchen first thing in the morning helps you, but it also helps your family, you know, on
yes.
a crazy hectic morning when everybody's trying to get where they're going. So it's very helpful in that way. That's why I love to get that started right away. Oils, this gets a little technical, but every living thing has a frequency, a vibration. And when you use certain oils, it helps your body raise its frequency, which then in turn helps you feel better. It helps your mood. And so I just love using it right off the bat and just taking a minute to I don't want to say slow down because you just got your day started, but to start your day off on a more
like on
calming,
a calm note, right?
Calming more foot, of a, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. I always talk about that too. Like, yes, I want to wake up. So my go-to, by the way, is a drop of peppermint. I put it on the back of my neck. It's been like, mm-hmm. I think I've been doing that for the better part of 9 years with these oils.
Yes.
And it just gives me that burst of energy.
Yes.
But of course, you don't want to be frantic in the morning. So yes, I totally get the calm aspect that you're talking about.
Yes.
And I definitely also love the idea of having all that benefiting your family as they get up in the morning, as they're around.
Right.
If they happen to be little kids and they go all over the place, once they're awake, you know, a calming oil might not be a bad thing to do
right.
in the diffuser just for that benefit. So I
right.
think there's so many ways to do that. And I do love that you mentioned that for inhaling, like having a couple deep breaths. I could also see it for meditation where it kind of enhances that because you're trying to you know, calm your mind and focus
yes.
in on certain aspects. So there's probably oils who can help you with that as well, which I think
oh,
is
for
so
sure. Frankincense is one that always comes to mind. And there's so many, I have a whole little separate tiered shelf on my desk where I do journal and do some reading that have specific oils that are a little more intentional for starting your day. There's a blend called Joy. There's a blend called like Acceptance. And those are all mm-hmm. different oils that make up those blends that are geared towards helping you, you know,
intentionally start your day. Yes. I love that. I love that. If you guys have listened to any other episodes, you know that I'm all about starting your day intentionally, doing an intentional morning routine, even if it's just 15 minutes long. And I love the fact that these oils can enhance all of those efforts and help you start the day off on the right foot.
Yes.
So yeah, to wrap up this episode, I just wanted to really quickly touch on, we kind of talked about safety and oils already. What would you say is the best course of action for somebody who's starting out and is kind of unsure about it without going mm-hmm. into too much detail on this episode? But where would you send somebody if they had concerns about the safety of using the essential oils?
I think it's real easy to research that mm-hmm. online, but you know, and you kind of want to look at several different sources to kind of make sure you're getting the same advice. But ultimately, I would just say start slow, whether it's how many drops you put in the diffuser to see what you tolerate. But if you're using them topically, they're so concentrated, as I mentioned before, that I would highly recommend getting one of those carrier oils and using that when you use them topically. And maybe just try them on your wrist and don't go crazy putting them everywhere just to see how you react with them as far as your skin goes. And you don't, you know, want to end up, sometimes I can tell you I can put oils in certain areas and then in others I'll get like a little bit of an irritation. So I know just to avoid those spots and I put them in the other places. So it's just kind of figuring that out, knowing that they're super concentrated. Another thing, just real quick, you want to avoid your eyes and your nose, especially
right.
with peppermint.
Yeah.
And also certain oils like citrus type oils can be photosensitive and have a reaction on your skin with sunlight. So you just want to be careful there.
That's a great tip, especially going into the spring and the summer seasons here, because
yes.
that can certainly backfire. But yes, to your point, you can easily find resources everywhere to look these up. So that's great. Thank you so much for that.
Sure.
And so you did mention that you primarily use Young Living essential oils. So
yes.
if someone was to actually say, I want to get into these oils right now, I would love to send them to you, of course, because you know
Thank
so much
you.
About them.
Yes.
And where can they find you?
I'm on Instagram at
okay.
Denise R. Williams, which you can, you know, maybe write that down.
I'll put it in.
You.
Yep. We'll
and then I'm going to also send you a link that's just like a little mini website of mine that has just some things that are my favorites. And I've got some little bundles of ways people can get started if they have no idea where to start. Plus, I'm always, you know, you can message me and I can always help you tailor, you know, your oil choices to, you know, needs that you have.
That's perfect.
Yeah.
That's perfect. I love all of this. And I'm ready to make my how did you call it? The calm?
Keep calm roller.
Keep calm. Yes.
Yeah.
I feel like everybody needs that one. From your kids to your husband to yourself, right?
Yes.
And I really appreciate your time, Denise. Thank you so much for being part of this conversation. I learned a ton, even though I've used them for so many years now. And
my pleasure.
Thanks so much
for being here. Thank you for having me.
Hey mama, I hope you've soaked up some great ideas from today's episode. Remember, a happy mom makes for a happy fam. If today's chat hit home with you, it would mean the world if you could leave a 5-star written review on iTunes. Your review will help other moms discover our community and embrace guilt-free self-care. Also, if you're scrolling through Instagram, why not snap a screenshot of this episode for your stories? Don't forget to tag me at The Knitting Mamas so that I can shout you out on my page as well. Plus, that way we can stay connected and spread the self-care magic. Oh, and have you heard about our cozy Facebook community? It's a guilt-free zone where we share relaxing routines, essential oils, and knitting adventures, and so much more. Come join us today at bit.ly/knittingmamas and let's unwind together. Until we chat again, take care, mama. And remember, looking after yourself is not selfish. It's essential for that balanced life. Catch you soon right here on the Knitting Mamas podcast.